The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, December the 6th, and I've got two of my good friends with me today. We go back a long way, don't we, ladies? Yeah. Let's start, first of all, with my buddy Marie Robertson. Good to have you here, Marie Robertson. Dance Arts. And you're here because you were so excited that you have a performance coming up.
I am so excited.
Yeah, you really are. And if you've not, and with the little kids,
little
right?
Kids. It,
where's it going to be, Stevens?
At Stevens Warehouse.
Now, when you put together a performance like this with all these little dancers, how old are they?
3 to 6 year olds.
3 years
Three
old?
3 to 6 year olds. And I do not teach them.
No, I know you don't, but...
but I have very special people that do that.
Yes, yeah. Because it does take
special people it does.
To have the patience mm-hmm. to teach three-year-olds how to dance. But they are as cute as can be. Now...
Well, they might not even be doing anything, you know.
Right, but they're cute anyway,
they're
just
cute.
looking at them. You know, when we used to have them on our Pepper and Friends show, even if they... decided they were going to start crying and run off the set. It was good anyway. And when you have your spring concert in May over at Jesse,
they're
outstanding. They're outstanding. So anyway, tell me about the program coming up.
Well, we'll have a show at the warehouse, one at 5:30, and that'll just be like five numbers, and then we'll have another one at 6:15. It'll be about five numbers, and then we're done. So it's just get them in and out.
Okay, so you got
this kind of gets them ready for the recital, so they're used to performing at least once in front of a crowd.
So can anybody come to these performances?
It's free.
So it's open to the public. Mm-hmm. So if you're, and when is it?
It's December 9th.
So Sunday, December 9th. Mm-hmm. If you want to see some really cute entertainment, go over to Stevens Warehouse, mm-hmm. and you can watch the performance of the young dancers from Dance Arts, 3 to 6 years old, and it's absolutely free of charge.
Absolutely free.
Do they need to have tickets, or can they just come in?
No, they just come in. It's pretty much crowd control.
You have people just walking in?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, all the moms and the dads and the grandparents and everybody. So everybody's just anxious and, you know, just kind of...
Yeah.
Just, you know, you have
but
to...
But you know what? You just may have some people walk in off the streets after you're on here today. So what time is it?
5:30.
5:30 for the first performance.
And 6:15 for the second.
Oh, so these are real sharp performances, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. But we couldn't have it all together because of the amount of people that attend it.
Okay. So if folks want more information, they can call you at Dance Arts. Mm-hmm. And what's your telephone number?
I don't know. No. It's 875-1569.
875-1569.
Yes.
And they can also call you to register for classes, too.
Yes, it's a non-performing class. The performing classes start in September and go through the year.
But non-performing
classes. Right,
so what's the difference between performing classes and non-performing classes?
Well, one class performs and one class does not.
But you're still learning to dance,
learning, but you're not learning a dance. You're learning technique. Say, you know, like my adult classes, I've got, you know, which are my favorite, my adult tap classes, you know, we learn technique all year.
Okay.
You know, but so you can join.
So that's the non-performing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not going to be up on the stage performing.
I wish they would.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't. They won't do it.
Marie Robertson, thank you so much for coming. A dear, dear friend for a long time.
I know.
A long time. Again, what's your phone number?
At home?
No. if you want to give your home phone number, go ahead. But give your Dance Arts number.
875-1569.
Thank you, Marie. Good seeing you here. Now, Debbie Sorrell is sitting over here from the Columbia Fire Department, and... you're here to talk to us about fire safety during the holidays.
It's Christmas, and unfortunately, we do have a lot of fires around the holiday.
Yeah, and we've talked about this over the years, and I find it so hard to believe, but you insist that it is true, that people still think it's okay to put a lighted candle on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I have photographic evidence and insurance paperwork after they've done it.
Here in Central Missouri.
Yeah, here in Columbia, Missouri. It happens, but unfortunately, the Christmas tree and all our traditions around holiday time. Christmas trees, 250 fires a year nationwide. Christmas lights, 150 fires a year nationwide.
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
Now, how do Christmas lights cause fires?
Because they may, they'll have their directions on there. We always push, follow manufacturer's directions. If it says you can only connect 3 strands of lights, really, that's all you can connect. And some people will push that number, or they'll use interior electronics, lighting, for exterior purposes.
Well, now, all of the Christmas lights that you buy now are pretty much indoor, outdoor, right?
Some are, yep.
Okay.
But most people don't buy new Christmas lights every year. They pull out the bubble lights from Grandma had because they're beautiful and they may not be
UL approved.
Right. They may not be tested approved because they're so old. But still, as we store things, we could crimp the wires or the wires could have problems.
Yeah.
But
so you want to check, the thing is the Christmas lights weren't that expensive. It's better if you're in doubt about a strand of Christmas light, throw it away and you get another set. Because it's a whole lot cheaper than having to replace your house.
It is. But to look at it and examine it, and if there's areas, I'm not an electrician, but if there's an area of the cord that's hot to touch, I don't want to use the cord. So it's a common sense thing.
Okay,
on your tree, keep it away from the fireplace, space heaters, even your registers and stuff for real trees, for live trees that have been cut, because it dries it out.
And make sure that you've always got water in the stand.
Water in the stand. And the majority of growers think only 2 weeks. If you're going to have a live tree inside your heated home, that you can only keep it for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a lot of folks, the day after Thanksgiving, that's when the tree goes up. In the first of the year is when it comes down. It's a long tree for a tree to be cut.
Right, right.
But when you're buying it, if you pop the trunk on the ground a couple times, if all these needles are falling off, it's already been cut too long. Or if the needles are coming off in your hand, it's already been cut too long.
Okay. So use some common sense here.
Please.
And when you're cooking, don't leave the stove unattended.
Stay in the kitchen with the stove top.
And if you've got candles placed around the house, not on the Christmas tree, but if you've got candles placed around the house, you don't want to leave the room where a candle is lit.
But don't leave it unattended. You're coming right along. You really got this stuff down.
Well, I know how
children,
important that is because
cats,
I've got cats and dogs.
Exactly. Be
and you
careful.
Can't, and I like candles, but you can't leave a candle lit because the cat or the dog can knock it over.
Sure, they're curious. They're curious.
Debbie, thank you. Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire Department.
Thank
Fire
you so
Station.
Much for having
thank
me.
You.
Appreciate
it's my
it.
Pleasure. Bill Wickersham will be with us tomorrow talking about UFOs. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is J.C. Lee. And our assistant, are you going to plug for him? Okay. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. J.C. Lee has a fan club here. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.